The Ukrainian crisis deepens with Russia's grip on Crimea. A lot can change in a year, and that's what one school is depending on. And the Mission Society is giving the green light for internships. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. More Russia's saber-rattling in Ukraine is prompting Christians to cry out to the world for prayer and active support. The recent threats by Russia's Navy is breaking the heart of President of Russian Ministry, Sergei Rakhuba.
I was born and raised in Ukraine. I lived in Russia and Moscow for many years. And I equally love those people. But I know how much they're brainwashed today by the pro-Kremlin media machine.
While Russian ministries have suspended operations in Crimea, the work continues. Scripture distribution is a huge success. Support is needed for 200,000 copies of Scripture.
Everybody wants to take it. Everybody wants to talk. Even the former Minister of Defense of Ukraine, Mr. Gritsenko, he pressed it to his chest and says, "Thank you. This is the most powerful weapon today that we can help in our hands."
Your support is needed. Russian Christians are beginning to speak out, too. Read one commentary at missionnetworknews.org. Next, according to early reports from Fox News, a missionary is expected to be deported from North Korea. Voice of the Martyrs USA first brought us the news of John Short's recent arrest last month. VOM still has to confirm whether these reports are true. 75-year-old Short was arrested for possessing Bible tracts. Pray for Short's safety and that his work of spreading the gospel won't go to waste. Pray for the salvation of North Koreans. This is Mission Network News. The Islamic terrorist group Boko Haram is on a rampage across northern Nigeria. Their violence has caused a prison ministry to postpone its training for hundreds of local pastors. Dr. David Sheringa of Crossroad Bible Institute explains.
We thought that if we had a conference with 200 Christian pastors in it, that would just be an unwise kind of target to set up, especially when we could do that at a later date.
But CBI is still moving forward with the opening of its second satellite campus in Nigeria.
Actually, your listeners are the first to hear about it. This thing is up, it is running, and it's a marvelous thing.
CBI works with local churches to share the gospel with prisoners. Will you take a moment today to pray for Nigeria?
It's a matter simply of praying for peace, praying for stability in the government and so forth, so that the cause of Christ can proceed unhindered.
Meanwhile, a lot can change in a year. That's what Gospel for Asia is banking on with their School of Discipleship. GFA's Danny Punoz explains.
The School of Discipleship is a one-year discipleship program, more like an internship program with us down in Dallas, where they get to go to classes a couple times a week. But the main emphasis is that they would learn to walk with the Lord throughout this whole year.
With that, it's like an investment in global missions, too.
To really know what discipleship means in following the Lord 100% means that missions would automatically be part of your life and that you would live thinking eternally.
And after graduation?
Our heart's passion is that they'll go back to their churches, their ministries, maybe even go as missionaries and take that same passion and heart and missions challenge to wherever they go so that they could stir up other people for the heart for the lost and for the Lord.
Application details and links about the School of Discipleship can be found at our website. And reports from the mission field generate both prayer needs and hope. The Mission Society is offering green light internships, an opportunity for people to learn about mission work hands-on. One couple serving in Peru is halfway through their internship. Their testimony so far includes a man's life change when he received a Bible and the lightening of people's burdens after hearing the message of God's grace. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, just call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Also, sign up to get our new and improved e-news blast, and it's free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, click on the banner and fill out the information, and voila, you're signed up. I'm Greg Yoder.